Hi, Commander Liz Withers here, and welcome back to MilitaryLeadershipBlog.com. Well, today is January 17th, and today marks the 17th anniversary of the start of Operation Desert Storm, the first Gulf War. Now, when I was there, I commanded a helicopter team, and we were shipborne. We were attached to a cruiser, not on an aircraft carrier, but actually on a smaller ship. And we were working way up north in the extreme northern end of the Persian Gulf. And for the military person, wartime, combat theater is probably the most stressful situation that a military leader is ever going to face. You know, not always, but in my case, it certainly was. Well, at least it certainly has been, you know, to this point. And I got a chance to watch many leaders work under the stress of a combat environment. And I also got a chance to experience it myself. One day, two of my pilots were out on a reconnaissance mission. Now, our ship's commanding officer was a very senior, very experienced naval officer. This was his second at-sea command. He'd been doing this for a long time, and he was very professional, knew his job, and he very thorough. But I noticed as we got into the Gulf, he, well, for lack of a better term, he really started to get tight, and I just kind of attributed it to all the stress that was going on. Well, one day as my pilots were out flying, they'd been out about an hour, and all of a sudden, on the ship's loudspeaker, I hear, "Commander Withers, report to the captain now." Now, that's not normally how a department head is summoned to see the captain, so I figured something big was up. So I go up to the Combat Information Center. This is the nerve center of the ship. And there are about 25, 30 people inside, a few officers running the tactical plot, and then a whole number of enlisted personnel that are operating the radar scopes and talking on the radios and all that kind of such. And I walk in, and the captain's there. He's bent over this radar screen, and his face is all green from the reflection of the radar. And he turns around and looks at me, and he is absolutely furious. I mean, literally beet red. I know it's a cliche to say his veins were sticking out in his forehead, but they were. He was spitting. He was so mad. And he just starts yelling and screaming at me. I mean, profanities, all sorts of words I never heard of before. And for a few seconds, I didn't realize what was going on. I just kind of stood there. And what I was able to piece together was that my pilots had come very close to violating the airspace of one of the countries there. And he was concerned that they were going to get shot at, which was a rightful concern, but he was just absolutely furious. And he just starts dressing me down personally. Now, here we are. I'm in the midst of all. I'm one of the senior department heads on the ship. I'm in the midst of all these junior people. It's one thing to get chewed out by your boss. Nobody wants to get chewed out. But the second thing is, you know, I'm getting dressed down in front of a whole lot of people, which I really didn't appreciate. But what really surprised me about the whole thing was the last thing he said. Now think about this. We're in a combat environment. My pilots and I are routinely getting exposed to potential for getting shot at, and we're all living and working on this big floating target. And he says to me at the end of his tirade, "If you don't get your pilots together, I'm going to write an evaluation on you that will ruin your career." And I'll be honest with you, when he said that, the hardest thing was to not laugh in his face. Because of all the things to worry about, I just wasn't concerned about that at that moment. When I look back on that, I realize that at that moment, I actually, you know, lost some respect for the man. Now, I probably shouldn't have. I mean, I probably should just chalk it up to just the stress of the moment. But to actually, of all the things going on, to come up with the biggest, one, he felt the need to threaten me, and two, the biggest threat he felt he could come up with was to ruin my career. But when I look back on it, it made perfect sense in that, in looking back on his conduct during that time, it was clear to me that the biggest thing that he was concerned about was not screwing up. Now, I don't know about you, but when I work for someone, when I'm supporting someone who leads by threatening, who leads by trying to instill fear, I don't work as well. It's one thing to worry about your career, but also I just don't respect the individuals much. Now, am I off base on this? I mean, we've all heard about the stereotypical boss. If you don't do this, you're fired. But to me, that's the last gasp of a desperate leader. And I really believe that it shows the limitations of that leader. Now, I could be all wrong on this. And if I am, if you think differently, please tell me. Please leave your comments on the blog, because I'm not saying I'm right. This is just how I feel. If you have to lead by threat, you're very, very limited as a leader. So until next time then, for MilitaryLeadershipBlog.com, I'm Commander Wiz Withers. And thanks for listening. I look forward to your comments.